Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This time of year, the Duluth Superior Film Festival is on the horizon, and it all kicks off on Wednesday, May 30th at Clyde Ironworks with the opening night film called Virginia, Minnesota. The 2018 Duluth Superior Film Festival runs May 30th through June 3rd, with nearly 30 showings, happening at multiple venues across Duluth and in the Northland. Films this year show at Clyde Ironworks on Wednesday, Cinema 2, ACO, and the Comet Theater in Cook, Minnesota. A full schedule of events at KUMD.org, and today here we spotlight opening night, Virginia, Minnesota, from director Daniel Stein. He joins us on Radio Gallery to tell us more about the making of his first full-length feature film.
My name is Daniel Stein. I'm based out of Atlanta, and I'm just looking forward to coming back to Duluth, where Virginia, Minnesota all happened. So I'll be back there next week, I guess, and it's been a while, too long.
Tell us, is it about Virginia? Was it filmed in Virginia or both?
The whole thing takes place between Grand Marais and Duluth, and, you know, we did some stuff at Split Rock Lighthouse, Silver Bay area, all along the way there, two harbors. But the title, Virginia, Minnesota, is actually kind of a play on words there, because one of the characters in the film, her name is Virginia, and as a baby, she was abandoned and left at a hospital in Virginia, Minnesota, so she always sort of believed that was her name. But then she was brought to the coast, where she grew up in the sort of a home for neglected children. This film was never really intended to be my first feature film. This story kind of happened, and we had the investors for it, and then I saw the locations. It all started in Grand Marais when I saw Grand Marais, and it kind of just grew and sort of happened, and we had the people and the money to do it. And so I would say, to sum it up, I'm surprised and honored, really, to have this film be my first feature and to have been lucky enough to do it in a place like the North Shore. I mean,
tell us a little bit about the filming.
Yeah, I mean, we had such a good experience there. I mean, it was challenging at times because we had so many different locations and kind of a small amount of time and a very kind of a small budget. So it was a big shoot for a little film for us, but it was amazing. All the people were amazing, and the scenery, of course, speaks for itself. It's not hard to make the North Shore look good on camera, so having those locations was a huge benefit from my perspective as a director. It was great for storytelling. The legends and the folklore and everything that surrounds the area was just, you know, it was the perfect place to tell this film.
And what do you expect, bringing the film back here and having a Duluth audience? Is that nerve-wracking? Are you excited?
I think when we were making the film, the more that I got to know Minnesota and the people there, and I knew that I was making a bit of a love letter, really. It turned into a bit of a love letter to the area and to the North Shore. So I really hoped, we had shown it a few places, and it's been going over well. And we showed in Minneapolis, and we had three screenings that were sold out, and it was the best audience ever I've ever had. It's just a highlight in my career to be able to show this to people from Minnesota. And like I said, it's not hard to make Duluth and the rest of the North Shore look good, so I just hope I did the rest of it justice. It's a fun film. It's a light film, and however it goes over, I'm just going to be really pleased to be back. Like I said, there's a little bit of that surprise. I mean, that this is my first feature. I'm just glad it was in Minnesota, honestly. I want to do another one there. I can't wait. I really can't wait. It's going to be good. One of the lead actors will be there. Rachel Hendricks will be at one or both of the screenings, and it'll be fun to kind of relive all that stuff.
The film Virginia, Minnesota shows in the Duluth Superior Film Festival opening night at Clyde Ironworks at 8 p.m. and again Saturday night at 9 p.m. at Cinema 2. More information about the full festival at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. To listen again, find links to the events or the artist's work, and to subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.